This is the astrology forecast for March 2016 by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. March is a game changer. It launches with words and ideas kicking us into action and ends with desires and perspectives blowing wide open. In between is a combination tsunami and whirlwind of activity, emotional, mental, and in the circumstances of our lives. Comings and goings, blossomings and endings, cleaning up and clearing out, consume the month. In their wake, they leave a blend of catharsis, relief, emotional outpouring, and firm resolve, and likely spinning heads. Not surprisingly, March is one of the most astrologically action-packed months of the year. Its 4 weeks contain two eclipses, one pumping the gas pedal on a cycle, the other wrapping up a cycle, more work on the upheaval of the last 4 years, and three planets changing signs. Amid so much activity, each beat will be hard to distinguish. Instead, it will feel like we're being hit with successive waves. Some of them grow out of the previous one. Some are resurgences of the past. 8 months, a year, 18 months, 4 years, and 19 years ago are probable time frames. And some will come from places our conscious mind has no ability to pinpoint. The Pisces new moon on the 8th is the first eclipse, a solar. Bigger is better. Jupiter and Chiron, influence of healing, are in the mix. They're making emotions, boundary and underdog issues, and long-standing wounds crest into tsunamis, washing away some people and situations while depositing or anointing others. Although the waters are surging and receding for weeks, the ebb tides reveal surprisingly stable ground. Jupiter is making the second of three assists to Pluto, the agent of unavoidable change. The other two were last September and will be again in June. Their teamwork is beaming right into the construction zone you know as the areas of your life that have undergone utter upheaval in the past 4 years. The effect is two-sided. On the positive end, new or rebuilt structures are taking on more solid contours. Supports are sinking deeper. On the less immediately pleasant end, Jupiter's golden light is reaching deeper into cracks that have opened up in recent years. No end of frightened and frightening psychological beasties are crawling to the surface. Just look at the news and behavior on social media. Watch for stirrings of your own, of your friends, and neutralize the beasties gently. "I wish you all the love and happiness I wish for myself" is a useful mantra. Say it even if you don't mean it. To yourself, of course. Voicing that to someone's face could get you punched in the current climate. Chapters are closing in relationships, our attitude toward them, and our operating ground rules with the second eclipse, the Libra full moon, on the 23rd. All have been up for resetting and rebooting since October 1993. Since then, we've reached increasing awareness of compromises and settling that cannot continue. Even with the adjustments we've already made or experienced, with this lunar eclipse come decisive strikes underscored with, "And I really mean it." Throughout all of this, logic is hardly the navigational system. Mercury, the planet that rules our thoughts, words, and how we get around, unhooks all of his terrain from the rational and concrete when he travels through Pisces from February 5th to 21st. Telepathy, impressions, and osmosis will abound. They will carry more reliability than anything you read, hear, or see. When they contradict empirical evidence, trust them. Starting with the 21st, communication and transportation shift to Aries and leap first, think later mode. Though more energetic, bold, and decisive than Pisces, this mode is another flavor of intuition and instinct, going on gut rather than thinking about and evaluating evidence and plans of action. We get a foretaste of this forceful, aggressive potential at the month's start when Mercury slams into Mars, Lord of War and the ruler of Aries, and shoves minds, mouths, and tempers into action. That same day, March 5th, Mercury heads for Pisces, see above, and Mars enters Sagittarius. Agendas, motivations, and drives become more energetic and fiery. Optimism and humor are on the rise, but so are jingoism, my way or the highway, and arguing over politics and theories. Physical activity is a safe outlet. Fortunately, our hearts are not gearing up for battle. Venus, goddess of love, money, and creativity, is moving into Pisces, the sign of higher love and her exaltation on the 12th. This shift stirs a potential for compassion, kindness, and gentleness, an awareness of others, some call that empathy, and an appreciation of the arts, romance, and other escapes from mundane reality. She tells Mars what she wants in no uncertain terms on the 14th. Sparks fit for a screwball comedy could fly. On the 20th, she dissolves in blissful communion with Pisces ruler Neptune. What she wants, and by extension what we're looking for, mushrooms, and demands satisfaction on the 25th, the very day that Saturn goes retrograde. Between then and his turnaround mid-August, we will be researching and tying up loose ends, perhaps legalities, to bring those desires into tangible form. An opportunity to get a taste of them opens on the 26th. More importantly, her Piscean cloaking bodes well for coming through the month's tumult decently, civilly, and even lovingly. Let love for all beings guide your actions. Say it, even if you choke on it, please. And let that love begin with yourself. Exude that, and endings will proceed with less rancor, while the new beginnings and blossoming of next stages will be all the more sweet. For more about what this year has in store for you, please visit empowermentunlimited.net, where you can order my astro overview of the year on MP3 and also a talk about Jupiter's current time in Virgo and guides to what that means for each of the signs. I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. At my site, empowermentunlimited.net, you can sign up for my newsletter, hear my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.